But it's the ticking time bomb of the housing crisis. A leading charity is warning tonight how emergency homeless hubs for older people might be required. It's after a new report highlighted how 40% of older renters expect to stay in such accommodation for the rest of their lives as they have few alternatives. And Claire Scott of the Sunday Times, what else is in this report? It's called the Double Deficit Older and Ageing Persons in the Irish Private Rental Sector.
Yeah, no, it was quite a significant report brought out from Threshold and Alone, and they found in addition to the 40% of older renters expected to stay in rental accommodation for the rest of their lives, that half of those interviewed were in receipt of HAP. Many of these said that they were receiving didn't cover the cost of their rent. It also found that 17% of interviewees noted that their landlord was reluctant to take HAP. And in terms of the recommendations from Threshold and Alone, they want to ensure adequacy of the state pension, increase ring fencing of social housing for older people, and ensure better quality homes in the rental sector going forward. That was one of 12 recommendations, and Minister O'Brien did actually respond to this, and he said that this would inform our policies and target our housing actions further down the road.
And also brought up at leaders' questions as well. What happened there?
It was initially brought up by a Labour leader, Vanna Bacik, and she had learned today, you know, that this is a ticking time bomb, as you said, of the housing crisis, and, you know, wanted to get a response from Minister Michael McGrath, who said that, you know, this is a age-related issue and that these significant costs are coming down the road and that we need significant investment in age-friendly housing and retirement villages. And he actually said that we've seen some fantastic examples all over the country of retirement villages, and he'd like to see more of these put in place. And he also said that, you know, the government would move heaven and earth to help evicted older people who were coming down the track by the looks of it.
Heaven and earth. Would you be reassured by that rhetoric, Mark Wall?
Well, the first thing I would say, Barry, is that the people I deal with, and I would like myself, first of all, for the Minister and the government actually to move the earth and start building some houses. And I think that's where they need to start, because that is the problem here. And the biggest problem that we have in relation to this is older people's housing in particular. It's the one and two bedrooms that are not being built by government at the moment. And I know if we talk to anybody in local authorities and councillors throughout the country, there are backlogs in relation to those people that cannot get those one and two bedrooms that are needed in particular for older people is immense. And that's what's happening right throughout Kildare, and I'm sure it's happening everywhere else. We listened, you know, to Micheline Walsh this week, and that was horrific. And it's just when you talk to these people, when you sit in front of these people at our clinics, and I'm sure all three public representatives do that have the threat of homeless. So we have an eviction ban that has been lifted. It's, in my opinion, in the opinion of the Labour Party, it's been lifted too early. And we're seeing that now what's happening is that people are at the risk of homelessness and the stress. And that's what came out of the report that Claire's talking about today. People are under stress.
We'll look at that eviction ban in a few moments. But Gareth Ahern, you heard Mark Wall there. You're not building enough homes, and older people are under stress as a result. That's what your government is doing, so says Mark Wall.
We're building more homes than when Labour held the position of Minister for Housing. A lot more. We're building 40% more houses than we did last year. We're building more social houses than we did since 1975. But that's no help to the cases of elderly people who are in fear of homelessness. And there are things that have been brought forward by this government, and there's things that local authorities are doing to support those people. New schemes brought forward, like the tenant in situ scheme, where if a tenant who's on HAP or who's on the social housing and are in fear of homelessness, the council can buy that property.
Micheline Walsh, who was sitting in that very exact chair you are at the moment speaking to Claire Byrne on Monday, she said she had no awareness of the tenant in situ scheme as it was not adequately advertised enough.
Yeah.
It's just a rhetoric thrown around by politicians was the ultimate nub of her point.
Well, it's actually been quite successful at the moment. In my own county, in Tipperary, in the last number of months since it's been in place, there's 104 properties that they've looked at. 72 of the 104 have been purchased already. So it's a successful scheme that's been rolled out.
The figures would contradict that, Gareth, in fairness, the reality is under this Minister for Housing, there's a 43% increase in older people in emergency accommodation. So certainly that's not moving heaven and earth.
Yeah, but John, so, but so John, what, what,
what we're seeing is more rhetoric. What we're seeing, unfortunately, is more empty rhetoric from a government that one of your own ministers, who was then Minister for Housing, Simon Coveney, back in 2016, promised to end the use of B&Bs and hotel accommodation for children for emergency homeless accommodation. We now know there's over 3,500 children in emergency accommodation. So what we need is less rhetoric, more houses, social and affordable houses. And unfortunately, the only protection that these elderly people had, and many people who are presenting in my clinics on a daily basis, the eviction ban, the only safety net that those people had was removed by your government. And that is
There's two points. The eviction ban was put in place before Christmas to protect people during the winter months. It was voted on and agreed by all parties, including Sinn Féin, that eviction ban would run up until the 31st of March.
It was put in place
to
buy time.
So there's two points. So every single party agreed with that and followed through on that. The one thing I will say, in terms of elderly people, there's a really good scheme that has been done that I would hope that other local authorities would follow through on. And it's my colleague, Senator John Cummins, has done an awful lot of work with Waterford City and County Council in relation to the repair and lease scheme. They have 71 units in the city in Waterford that are going
That's
to be used. Barry, this is an example that can be done everywhere. They have 71 units that are going to be given to people who are aged 55 and above right in the city of Waterford. There's no reason why any other local authority can't do that.
Alone, the charity behind, one of the charities behind the report, has come out and said that some local authorities haven't committed to providing any age-friendly housing in their action plans from 2022 to 26, and others insignificant numbers. But that's what's happening on the ground, say the authors
Barry,
of this report
exactly
today.
That's exactly my point. We've put schemes in place where some local authorities are doing it. And as Alone said, there's other local authorities
they
that are not.
They seem to say it's more than not.
Of course. But the schemes are there for the local authorities to do it. Waterford City and County Council have shown that it can be done and it can be done quickly. All I'm saying is every other local authority can do it too.
Gareth paints a picture here of certain local authorities. We're talking about the government, we're talking about the Minister for Housing at the end of the day, and we should be leading from the front. I can give him examples, if he wants examples, in Kildare, where it's taken 4 years for approved housing bodies to build houses in the middle of a housing crisis and hand over keys. There wasn't one social housing built in Kildare in the last year. And that's fact, Gareth, whether we like it or not. There's a dependency on AHBs which is simply not good enough. What happened to moving that earth that I spoke about earlier and building actual local authority houses, and actually specifically, as has been asked for in the report that Claire has mentioned, specifically older persons' houses, and replicating that throughout the country and getting rid once and for all, and this is the point, of the red tape that it takes 4 years in order to build these. It is totally and utterly unacceptable.
Well, I would ask you, Mark, to go into your local authority and say, why aren't you dealing with water?
Well, I have.
It's a very simple question. There's a horrendous
attempt to shift the responsibility Absolutely. And the blame of this housing crisis on local authorities. And again, you know, this is what we're saying from this government time and time again. The attempt to shift the blame away from themselves onto everyone else, instead of getting down, dealing with the major crisis that is not just unfolding, is now reaching tsunami levels because of the sole protection that was put in place. Yes, all parties supported it before Christmas, the eviction ban, but that was in an attempt to get ahead of what was coming, to put in place, you know, the emergency accommodation that many local authorities simply do not have. I have people coming into my clinics, Garrett, on a daily basis saying, I have a notice to quit. The council are saying they have zero emergency accommodation, which they don't. So that is the one point that government minister after minister have not been able to understand. Where will people go until there is the proper procedures in place, until we get ahead of this, put in place the schemes that need to put roofs over people's heads.
We have to be honest with people here. You were saying we should extend the eviction ban, but you don't say how long we should do it for. Labour are saying they can build 1 million homes. And no one believes those things are credible. If we really want to solve the housing crisis, we need to be honest and credible in what we're trying to say. You saying that just extending the eviction ban for a couple of months will solve the problem, it just won't.
Absolutely not. Nobody in the real world is arguing that, Gareth. We've said it needed to be extended up until at the end of this year.
So you want to kick him out of Christmas?
End of this year.
You want to kick him out of Christmas now?
Absolutely.
You want him out of Christmas?
Because the major difference, Gert, we do is that people would not be evicted into homelessness.
But you want to evict him at Christmas?
There will be proper houses in place, proper emergency.
Until we build a million houses, Mark.
We'll be talking about constituency boundaries later on, and you'll all be losing votes if you don't show decorum in the studio tonight. And let me tell you, it was mentioned in the Dáil earlier, Richard Boyd Barrett, he spoke about a family that was evicted this morning. The council, they tried to buy the home for them, but the seller refused. Is that not tangible evidence that what you brought in at the end of the eviction ban is simply not working?
No, one example is not tangible evidence of a scheme
not
working.
There are several of these examples all across the country.
I just give you 100 in Tipperary that are working. These are working. Some people don't want to sell. They believe the price is a higher price than what the council are offering. The council is taxpayers' money as well. We just spoke earlier about responsibility of taxpayers' money. We have to make sure that they're spending the market value for a property. But some people mightn't want to sell. There's nothing you can do about that. But we have seen in counties, in Tipperary, my own, and other counties, where this is working quite well.
Even on the statistic that John Brady of Sinn Féin quoted there, since Dara O'Brien has been made Minister for Housing, a 43% increase in the number of older people in emergency accommodation. As a Fine Gael senator, that surely must not sit well with you to see that increase from a Fianna Fáil housing minister.
Yeah, no, look, I recognise that we're going through extreme challenges. We've had 10 years of houses not being built in this country, and that's obviously
12 years of Fine Gael government.
But everyone understands it's on the back of a crisis that happened 12 years ago. And we've been successful in certain areas of this, particularly in the economy. But housing has been the challenge.
43% increase in the number of older people in emergency accommodation since he assumed office June 2020. That is not a good statistic.
But confidence in a minister is whether they're delivering on building houses. He's delivering on building houses. We're 40%
up.
We're 40% up. We're 40% up where we were last year. The targets we're hitting are beating the targets that Sinn Féin had in their proposals in the last general election that Eoin Óibrín said he would build. We're beating their targets, but yet they're not still happy with us.
Wall, you've heard the charge there from Garrett Ahern. They're doing better than when Anna Kelly was housing minister. And it's worth noting, saying as well that they've been making this warning for over a decade about a crisis in the rental sector for elderly people. And of course, over a decade would encompass when Labour was in government too.
You're right in that case, Barry, but we also got, and Garrett is talking out both sides because he also mentioned the fact that we came out of a crisis and a crisis with government from 11 until 14, 15. So he talks about that and then he blames Alan Kelly for the housing crisis at the same time. So you can't have it both ways, Garrett. The problem that we have here is that we have an unprecedented homeless crisis in this country. And, you know, houses are not being built. We haven't mentioned yet, and I'm sure you're going to get to it at some stage, Barry, the amount of children who are in homeless, which is now it stands at 3,400. You add that in with the older people, and the question has got to be asked is what this government is doing about housing, because it's not being delivered on the ground. You may quote all the statistics you want, but at the end of the day, our experience, the experience of many of my colleagues, is that clinics after clinic, housing still remains the number one issue, and people are not being housed, and that is the bottom line.
But Mark, the statistics I'm giving you are houses that have been built by this government. Surely they're important statistics. I will say to you, Mark, you must know that Labour, the minute your leader started talking about building a million houses, Labour have lost their credibility. You're competing with other people in the opposition. Well, I haven't met one person who thinks you can build a million houses.
If you actually look at your own figures, that's your actual ambition. It's 500,000 to be built, 500,000 to be retrofit over a period of time.
Your leader said she'd build a million houses.
Absolutely, that's not what she said, Garrett. You may go back and listen to her speech, because that's what you think that she actually said. But we are in the middle of a housing crisis, and that's what the ambition we need, and that's the ambition that's lacking from this government. And that's what we need to see. When you have no social housing built in the county of Kildare, that's where we are at this stage. We are depending on AHBs, on turnkeys. Yes, we need every house, but we cannot continue down that road, because that's going to be a road that we'll never win on.
Clare Scott, you've listened to the back and forth there, but might there be any unintended consequences of this crisis in the elderly rental sector, perhaps in the Fair Deal scheme?
Actually, Ivana Bacik outlined this ahead of her questioning of Michael McGrath today. She said that our entire housing and pension system has relied on the assumption that people over 65 will be homeowners who've paid off their mortgages and are not paying rent. And the non-contributory state pension sits at 13,000 a year. Even with HAP payments, this is just a very unfortunate and awful projection that we have in front of us if we are not able to continue housing older people effectively.
So big issues coming down the road. And one of you saying here, one texter saying, do any of the panel ever listen back and say, why do I shout and interrupt on the show? Not good listening. There you go, gentlemen. You have been told by one person. And another one here, in the near future, what about the rise in population? And that's a key issue as well, John Brady. If the polls are to be believed, Sinn Féin might be a government too. And looking at the ageing population, this was mentioned in the report, has been alluded to in the comments. We could have 1.5 million people in excess of 65 years come 2051. What's your grand idea, your grand plan for that?
Well, the grand plan is put in place plans to suit everyone.
Plans is hardly a grand plan now, Deputy.
for young and old, I mean, I suppose the crux of the problem here is the over-reliance on the private sector to address and provide housing for young people, for elderly people, and that's all coming home to roost now. And unfortunately, what we see here is a blame game between government and Labour. What we need are solutions. And Sinn Féin are saying what we need is 20,000 social and affordable houses every year to take into consideration, the housing needs of all people.
But who do you prioritise?
But you don't want first-time buyers,
everyone that's on the housing list. Everyone that is on the housing list has their own particular needs, and those needs to be looked at. Those needs need to be looked at. So we need more single bed accommodation. We need accommodation for disabled people. We need accommodation for elderly people.
But we also need our housing stock
to be future proof.
We're at record levels of first time buyers buying houses since 2007. John and his party want to get rid of the first time buyers grant tomorrow.
But you've said first-time buyers a few times. Are you prioritising them over the 2,223 people over the age of 70 on the social housing list? Are you prioritising them?
If more people buy first-time buyers buy houses, then there's more houses vacant. It's all about supply. My point that I'm making is John wants to get rid, and his party want to get rid of the first-time buyers grant and put nothing in place to support them to actually buy a house.
We want to make genuine, affordable houses.
What would you do tomorrow
people?
For genuine, someone? Let's say we do what Sinn Féin is recommending, which is get rid of first-time buyers grant. A couple come into your office tomorrow, they're first-time buyers, they've no money saved. How do they get a deposit to build a house?
Genuinely affordable houses, and unfortunately what we see...
No, but they need a deposit.
Schemes coming forward from government, supported by Garrett, where houses, 350,000-400,000 euros certainly are not affordable for ordinary working people. We're not in government yet.
But what do you do tomorrow if someone comes into a house or someone comes into your office, they're first time buyers, they can't save the 10% deposit and you've gotten rid of the first time buyers grant? How do they get it? It doesn't matter who's in government. The bank require you to have a 10% deposit to buy a house. How do they have that?
If we're not in government, we'd have alternative schemes in place. We would have in place affordable housing projects tomorrow. Well, we're not in government tomorrow.
No, but if this scheme wasn't there, how does someone buy a house?
What would you do if you were in government?
Well, we have to build houses, and Barry, that's about it. But first of all, we have to build. What I mentioned earlier about the red tape, taking 4 years to build houses, 35 houses in my own area at the moment, that has to stop. Garrett is right, it is all about supply. But if it's going to take 4 years to build 35 houses, and there's another example that we're waiting on that simmer that I can quote as well, and there's replicated samples that throughout the country, we've got to get rid of the red tape that surrounds building. If we have to depend on AHBs, and I heard a figure tonight that we're looking at 40% of approved housing by these into the future, that is unacceptable in this. We need to go back to building, as I've said previously, council houses. We need to wrap up that straight away and make sure that we get the land. There is an issue around land, but there's also an issue around infrastructure on that land, and that needs to be addressed so the council can start building houses again and lessen the dependency on AHBs. And that's what needs to happen. And the figures are closer to 60,000 to 20,000, the supply that we need as that population that you mentioned earlier on grows.
Yeah, it is a quite a difficult one. A few texts here. One person saying, Gareth Hearn, we should be building retirement villages en masse. Is that not what should be happening to alleviate this issue?
I agree. I'm from Clonmel in Tipperary, and there's a couple of sites that are perfect for retirement villages. But that's the example I gave in Waterford that they're essentially doing. 71 units for people who are aged 55 and above. Waterford City and County Council went and got these sites themselves and have turned them into essentially a retirement village.
But Waterford is one of 26 counties.
But the point is, there's no reason why anyone has
another person getting in touch. I approached Wicklow County Council to give first option on a suitable property, but it was rejected as they are only focusing on properties with tenants in situ. There needs to be a broader approach to also help those unable to get a property. So examples are trickling in here, Senator, that what you put in after the eviction ban perhaps is not fully working in practice.
Yeah, but in that as well, they said that the council is focusing on tenant in situ, which is something you said wasn't working. So, you know, there are schemes. Well, you said there's examples of it not working. You've read out a text from someone who's given an example that Wicklow County Council are clearly doing a lot in the tenant in situ scheme.
They said they're focusing.
John Brady.
It's about delivery.
Absolutely. It's about delivery. And unfortunately, I mean, we see schemes that were only being devised, being taught up on, you know, circulars only going out to local authorities after the lifting of the eviction ban. And, you know, I mean, schemes where, you know, trying to keep people in situ to turn them into cost rental affordable rental. Those schemes, you know, there's no clarity for local authorities as to how they're going to be implemented, how they're going to be in enacted. And all of that, when I talk about keeping the eviction ban in place to get these schemes in place, to get them operating, to ensure that people have security of tenure, that they're not being evicted into homelessness.
But you want to evict them at Christmas,
get Mark Wall. No.
We'd have schemes in place. Yeah. We'd have schemes in place.
One voice.
What we'd ensure is building up capacity for emergency accommodation.
42% of people in this survey said they faced high levels of stress because of accommodation insecurity. 42% of older people. And your party leader, says the pension should be index linked to inflation. Why so? Where is this coming from?
Well, basically because I gave examples, you know, in conversation with people today, of a two-bedroom house in my own area that's now looking for €1,800 a month. That's €1,800 in the town of just outside the town of Attie in County Kildare, and that's been replicated throughout the state at the moment. So that's the reason that my leader has called for what she called for today, because these people will not be able to afford the rents that are on offer at the moment. They are multiplying, you know. And if we're talking about a rural Kildare where a two-bedroom house is €1,800, you know, that is unaffordable for somebody on a pension, and it has to be index linked. And you know, these people, we spoke about stress as well. These people are under immense stress, and that is, they're people that have got out and they protested before, and I can guarantee you they're going to protest again, because in my clinic they're beginning to mass up and they're beginning to come to me more and more. Those older people who just, you know, there's a perception out there, wherever it has come from, that these people actually own their houses at the moment. A lot of them are still renting, Barry, and that is an issue for so many people in this country.
What are Ivana Batchik's suggestions, Senator Ahern?
Yeah, well, look, like that's why in last year's budget we brought through a number of measures to protect people who are vulnerable, people who are renting. We brought in a new scheme where you can claim €500 back in your revenue to support you if you're renting. That's why there was other schemes brought forward in terms of energy bills, recognising that there was a cost of living crisis at the time. But, you know, these measures are brought through at budget time. We don't have budgets every month where we change it based on what the inflation
We've
is.
Heard all and what week I, and what I would suggest, running out,
if we come to a point in the future where inflation is decreasing, or Labour saying, then we should make changes if the inflation is
decreasing.
We're
in the middle of a housing crisis. That's what we are saying. And we need to look at something now. We can't wait for budget time. And that's what this government seems to be saying to us.
OK, well, final word to the listeners on this. We're definitely in a crisis. As a 30-year-old still living at home because I can't afford to, or find anywhere to go, listening to the crisis facing older people, knowing everyone in the middle is also struggling. Personally, I'd like to see government and opposition parties stop picking and blaming each other and pull together, sit down around the table and actually come up with a possible solution. They pulled together in COVID. They're capable of doing it again. We have them around a table here. Let's see what we can do on that. And another one here from Pat in Cork in the Rebel County. Barry, I have a headache and Claire must have one as well. The government tell us more beds are coming, more houses being built. You cannot do any of those unless you have extra medical staff and crafts people. The boxing match is a joke. Ding, ding, back in a moment.